Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is
Crafty Kathy.
I have been anointed Crafty Kathy. Another name for Taffy's vagina.
Right. You are listening to episode 656. We are a podcast.
656.
We're a straight podcast out of Chicago, Illinois, where we talk about pussy all
day long.
And fuck it all night long.
Not even just real.
Knee deep.
Wow. Knee, it's like not even like waist deep. It's not even like thigh deep. It's knee like deep. Knee deep.
Like knee deep in dick. That
oh, it's always so great when we start off with a knee fucking deep.
In dick.
In dick. Oh, geez.
Hi, you guys. Oh, my God. We have several things to talk about.
Tons to talk about, which really means we have nothing to talk about.
First, let's just get it out of the way. The weather, y'all, it's the turn for the worst.
It's just awful.
It's going to be never ending until about July 18th.
You know, it's kind of funny because we're supposed to get snow this weekend.
That's why we're going to leave earlier than Saturday.
And I'm like, how is it even possible?
You're like, too soon, but I'm still not wearing a fucking jacket. My coworkers are like, oh, you must be allergic to heavy articles of clothing.
It's called I'm fat, bitch.
Right. And,
I'm like a fucking firehouse.
Speaking of that, I was showing my coworker, I was like, oh, you know, they saw the bruise on my arm and they're like, ow, that shit looks like it hurts. Because, you guys, I had most of my tattoo finished this weekend, mm-hmm. and it was the very under part of the arm. It was very fucking sensitive, and Roger can attest to this, that I literally almost came off the seat crying and I almost passed out at one time.
She literally was like, I can't breathe.
Right. I was lifting my legs. I was like raising my hand to Jesus, pulling him down. I was like,
as she was Mary Catherine from SNL,
right? Putting my hands under my armpits.
Well, you couldn't because your armpit was being worked on.
Oh my God, my hand was so cold.
Because the bitch was like, she literally became a zombie at that point.
It was like my whole arm was just its own person.
Yeah, it was like.
So anyway, I was showing my coworker and they saw the bruises. And so I lifted my shirt up and I was showing her. She goes, oh my God, that's so pretty. But you'll probably have to start working out so it's not so saggy, right?
She did not say that.
She did. And in my face, I was like, yeah. Sat down. And then inside, I was like, bitch.
Now, was this woman?
I don't want to talk about my coworkers, but yes. Yes. Just.
Now, was this particular coworker, was she heavyset?
I'm not answering the question.
and by that, we will leave it at that.
Right. But my feelings were hurt. I mean, I know I'm fat, but I mean, and I know it was saggy already because I was when we were at the tattoo parlor, I was like, oh, nothing tells you have fucking saggy skin like putting color on top of it. I mean, you don't have saggy. You've got good arms. My arms
there's a little bit, but even if I go like this, it's
you kind of have toothpick arms though.
I know my arms are kind of small. This is what makes me my arms are my hope.
Sis kumba.
My arms are my hope that I am going to be skinny at some point in my life.
So we had the tattoo done and
it's almost done, I should say. It looks really, really pretty. I think in person, You know, the pictures don't really do it. They don't do it justice because it is really gorgeous. Like, I have to say, she's not the type of tattoo artist where, like, let me just give you a description. You walk in there, you give her your idea, and she literally will just
look at you.
Cut. It's like literally like she takes a piece of white paper, takes all your 18 pictures, and then pastes them on top of the paper and says, right. Yep, there we go. That's how we're going to do it. And
then she kind of draws it. Well, she doesn't really draw it, but she does some kind of design in Photoshop, but it's not like crazy Photoshop.
No,
it's hand drawn what she does to actually do the blueprint part.
You think so?
Yeah, because when you look at the paper, you can see that it's like pencil or whatever.
Oh, right. The carbon copy.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think she did a phenomenal job. I do have to say that the flowers, like, it's easy the way she placed them. So I don't think that there was much drawing. So I think she really did take it off of the Photoshop.
Well, however, she looked at the photos.
Yeah. And she literally was just like back and forth. Picture.
I love the elephant. I think it's gorgeous.
Oh, I think so too. It looks.
It didn't do all gray. We did like a tan,
reddish. Like it's like a baby elephant that was
filled in with freckles. But whatever.
It's like a baby elephant that was rolling around in that African red,
the orange,
dirt. Yeah,
the orange clay dirt.
Yeah,
I really like it.
I think
it's really nice,
beautiful. It's gorgeous. I think she did an amazing job.
The orchids. Is really nice.
Oh, the orchids are gorgeous.
The rose is pretty nice too.
I hate roses, but yes, it is really. And the bumblebee is really cute. If you're really that fat, you could just move it over and be like, "Oh, that's great."
Actually, I could probably see it easier going like this. Oh, there it is.
She put a series of like three like species of animals or insects, if you will. She put a hummingbird. Mm-hmm. Which is really pretty. I helped design that coloring for that one because Ricky was like, I don't know if I really wanted it. I was like, you're going to do it. Shut up. We know what we're talking about.
My body.
And it ended up coming out really pretty.
But the reason I did not want to get the colors is because I thought that it was going to fade in with the background. But then she turned it pink and purple.
Right, because we found that picture. Yeah. And I was like, you need to add more like a color to break all that.
Because you guys, in between the flowers, and most of you have probably seen the pictures. But in between the flowers is like...
Is it supposed to resemble like the like night?
No, it's like other moss? Parts of the garden.
Got it.
But it's just blurred out because you're looking close flowers.
You're focusing on the flowers and the elephant versus the moss.
Right.
That's really pretty. Yeah, and then he's got the hummingbird, the beautiful monarch, which is the best butterflies that I've seen. Mm-hmm. And then... You got the bumblebee, mm-hmm. and that's it, right? You don't have any.
There's another butterfly back here, somewhere.
Oh yeah, it's at the very top.
Right here, somewhere.
Yeah, which kind of like, can you turn a little bit to? It almost fades it out because there's not like a lot of like. I think the reason why that one fades out a little bit is because the inside of the flower is very similar to the color of the.
Well, I go back December 28th, and she's going to finish this part, and then she's going to do all the touch-ups, the part where she sees, like, either, like, skin showing or something that needs to be darker, like, the black colors.
You might want to tell her about that butterfly, so that way it kind of pops out a little bit.
Well, and she also, the purple flower back here, she said it needs, like, more dimension to it, so she's going to work on that, too.
Which one?
This one.
The one on top of it. Yeah, that one. That's where the butterfly is. Okay, so that's probably why.
So,
because it looks a little flat.
I've been getting weird looks at work, and I don't even wear like short shirts. Like the only thing that's showing is maybe like here, and people have like given me the side eye.
Really? I mean, come on. What are you gonna?
I'm like, I just put on my body what God forgot. Okay, He forgot how beautiful this is.
Okay, Christina.
He left me a blank slate so that I could be myself.
Okay. Wasn't sure where you were going with that.
So I'm going to be myself.
So be yourself. If there's anything you could take away from today's podcast is
be yourself. And treat yourself.
Then be yourself.
Day after Thanksgiving.
Yes. Oh my God. So Ricky and I have been going ham on fucking crafting shit. Okay.
I'm a vegetarian.
I thought I was a little crazy with the coloring because I bought all those crayons and stuff that I haven't even used.
But you can use it.
But I can use it on crafting. It, which is great. Mm-hmm. And I have, because I colored, like, my mom's balloons. I colored them with the Sharpie.
Looks really good.
The Sharpie ones, because, you know, I did really good in art class when I was in high school. So, like, I mean, our fucking teacher spent...
You're very lucky that you even had art in high school these days. I had art in high school, too.
Yeah, she taught us, like, I don't know if you guys... Because I had, like, two or three classes, art classes. And the last art class that I had, it was... Like learning how to paint on different types of, like learning how to create art from different
mixed media, girl.
I guess if you want to call it that. but so, for example, like one of our projects was she gave us this blackboard with a craft knife, and we were supposed to like cut out
the image
that we mm-hmm. wanted, which was really cool because I did a unicorn, of course. Oh no, the best part. It had a prince on top of it. So it wasn't just a unicorn.
Oh my God. Did you ever do in elementary school where you used your crayons and colored the whole sheet and then you used a really big black crayon and covered it up? And then you took like a toothpick or something and then sketched out your picture and it was the color of what was underneath the black crayon? It's kind of the same thing.
I think we did the same, something similar to that at some point, but it wasn't like a long... It wasn't a long project, but so the unicorn one that I did was kind of a long project because a lot of people kept messing up, and so she had to start all over. And then she was like, "You're not gonna be able to get another piece of paper. Like this last one is your task, like for the semester. Like you have to create it, and if you mess up, you need to work around it."
And they're like, "Shut the fuck up, bitch! You're just an art teacher. You're not real."
No, luckily enough, we had a bunch of nerds in my class, so it was great. But then, so she saw, she really loved mine, and then we learned a lot about shading. Like, I remember we went through months and months and months, probably a month and a half of nothing but shading. So shading with different shapes of, like, different grades of pencils. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's why I kind of know how to shade really well, because I learned that in high school. Anyways, the fun thing that I did in that class was because of our teacher, we were able to work on a mosaic column in our school. So because we had, I think it was four columns. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so we got to create the mosaic piece for each of those columns. So my name is up in like some nameplate at school because the columns are...
That's been ripped off by gang members shooting at it.
No, it's still up there. But, you know, like it was like it had we did one that had something to do with like Hugh Hefner because he went to our high school. So we did we had
the porn guy.
Uh huh. Yeah, he went to.
So wait, the hustler guy or yes. Playboy.
So the day.
Why would they put that on a column?
No, they didn't put the Playboy symbol. They just alluded something to him as an alumni of.
They put a big old dick on there.
But he came to our school, and when I was in ROTC, I was one of the ushers for when he was coming to our I think it was his reunion.
Did he have sex ed class?
No, he was very nice and very like petite and kind of short.
Did he have like the bunnies with him?
I think so. Yeah. Well, there was a huge rumor that one of our teachers
was the bunny.
Was a bunny of his? Like,
oh yeah, because he used to live in Chicago, right? Oh, downtown. Yeah. Like that's where like the whole mm-hmm. like thing.
But came from. Playboy Enterprises was in downtown for a very long time
until recently, like five years ago or four years ago.
They closed it down. But so supposedly she was one of his models at one point, and she came back to teach geometry, and she was a big old fucking cunt.
I'm sure she taught angles.
Oh, she was, her pussy was teaching all kinds of angles. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was, it was very much rumored that she was a slut.
Was she a cute slut?
No. She was, I mean, well, at the time that she was teaching, she was already a little bit older. Because, mm-hmm. if she was in his class, she had to have been old. At the time, you know.
Damn, she was old. Because he was old back when we were in high school.
Yeah.
He was about 90, I think.
Right, because he's 1,000 now. Mm-hmm. But no, he was very nice. It was very quick interaction, but it was a whole big hoopla. Because, I mean, you have to remember, like, he's one of the biggest, like, alumni that we have for our school. So it was, like, a big deal when he came. And so, like, all the ROTC people were the ushers for the event or whatever. So it was fun. But I don't know. It was kind of interesting. But, yeah, so that's where I learned how to do, like, all that art stuff, which was really interesting because I think at one point I wanted to do art as a career, and then I, like, quickly figured out that there was no money in that.
Right. And even if you're an art teacher, there's rarely a school that you'll find an art teacher in anymore.
Yeah, it's really difficult because a lot of those programs are not, they're, I mean, they're taken away, they're not around anymore, or they're very limited. But, yeah, I mean, I just, like, I always liked drawing and creating things. I used to draw, like, I don't know if you remember
penises all over everything.
Do you remember on TLC's first Crazy Sexy Cool, not Crazy Sexy Cool, what was their first album?
Fan Mail. Oh, in the 80s,
like the very first album, I think it was like Ain't Too Proud to Beg. So I, in their booklet, they had little,
it's the one with the condoms.
Yes, it was all like, yeah, yeah. So in the back, in on the booklet, I think, because remember it used to come in the long form. Okay. So in the booklet, I know, right? And a lot of fucking waste of paper.
Right.
Cardboard. I mean, okay, you kiddies don't remember.
And then why was the CD $7.99 then?
I know. And then it was like, the CD was like this and the and it was like,
and now
fucking
a digital
paper.
CD is $13.99.
Yeah. So anyway, so for you kids that don't know what we're talking about.
That don't know what a CD is.
Wow. They used to come in like, I would probably...
A long book, like a menu from a...
Like, yeah.
A fancy menu.
Like a fancy menu, but it was all, literally, all it did was, mainly, I think the reason why a lot of companies did this was because it was like, you could create a different cover for the book, for the CD, and it didn't actually fuck with the cover of the actual CD.
Right.
So that's what they would do, is either they would embellish it with the cover of the CD, or they would do another cover that was just kind of alternate. But anyways, in their booklet, they had these little caricatures of them. And so I would draw them in different, like, positions or whatever. And, like, Madonna used to... She sent out, I think, one of her fan letters, her fan mail letters that she sent out, or, like, her magazine, her Icon magazine, had little drawings of Madonna, like, in caricature form. Mm-hmm. And so I would draw those freehand. So there was, like, she had, like, the... Who's
they
that
had
girl?
Drawings of me. In my magazine about me and Madonna. I printed it. I paid for it. I sent it to you by
No,
the
I fucking
Oregon
paid
Trail.
For it. Actually, my mother paid for it. But anyways, I was really good at drawing is what I was trying to get to. I just haven't drawn in a long time, so, you know.
Oh my God, Roger, we have to get to some feedback. We have some feedback.
From?
Listeners.
No, well, clearly. But from, like, where? What outlet?
Well...
I don't have
you know any. How we were talking on the last show about how we haven't heard from Gram Debs?
Oh, yes, she did. She did.
We've heard from Gram Debs.
Yes.
And so we're going to read her email, and then we have some questions to answer from Joseph Still.
Oh, yes. Let's get to that.
And then we have some other questions.
I thought we
questions.
Read Gram Debs.
Mm-mm.
Did we read the ones from Fawn?
No. We got to get to all that.
Wait, did we... Okay, so we read one, right? We read one?
No, those are two new messages.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Girl, I'm so behind.
Get it together. All right, I'm going to read Gram Debs.
Oh, first of all... Oh, okay. So let's... Okay. I thought we were going to answer the questions first, but...
Oh. No, let's read emails first, just in case we forget them.
Okay.
We beg and beg people to contact us,
and then
we don't
even do
their
the
shit, they're like, what's the point?
We do them disservice by not reading their fucking emails. I got it. Good. Let's go.
This is from Gram Debs. Hi, Ricky and Roger. I listened to your last podcast today, and I was surprised and flattered that you remembered me. While I haven't communicated lately, I have been listening faithfully, and I have realized a few things.
Oh, shit.
One, I actually communicate more with you than some of my family members. You guys are nicer and a lot less conservative. That's putting it mildly.
Well, we're pretty conservatively gay.
Yeah. We're right onto the gay.
Yeah.
I mean, don't even try to take it away.
No, no.
Don't take our gay right away. Our right to be gay. So conservatively gay. The reason you are my favorites is that your humor is funny without being mean and you don't yell at each other.
Well,
outtakes, editing. Don't lots hang out for a couple days. Yes.
Lots of splicing.
I mean, literally, I take out hours of recording.
Yes, hours upon hours upon hours.
Actually, there is no editing. Pretty, I mean, sometimes what, there what, is, but
what
none.
You hear is what you get.
Pretty fucking much. Yes. It's free. You get what you'll pay for. What?
What?
Three.
But that's okay because it's clearly doing something.
Right. Somebody's liking it.
Right.
Three, that I am a quotation fag hag or a quotation fruit fly. I don't like either term, but I don't know a better one for gay podcasts. Not sure why that is, but there's something I relate to in your humor. I really don't care for fag hag either.
I don't
fruit fly. I'm a little bit more, but there's. Why can't we just say friend? Our friend that likes a lot of gay people.
Yeah.
Our single friend that loves gay people that'll never get married or have children.
I think when I hear fag hag, I think of someone that's really like super annoying, that's super in love with a gay man.
Oh, God. Why do you have to be gay?
Yes. I don't understand why boys don't want to talk to me. Why am I single?
Stick it in me.
Just a tip. And fruit fly sounds more like just I like fruit
makes
fly.
Me hungry. Not for pussy though. No ma'am.
No ma'am.
That's trash talk.
That's a trash.
How
box.
Do you eat pussy? Throw it in the trash.
Well, what do they say? One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Happy hunting.
Right? Hunty.
Hunty.
Anyways, go ahead.
Four. I love you most, so don't get jealous, but I also love your listeners. When I listen to Hendrik, I really laugh and have to go out and get sauerkraut right away. I also loved hearing Gigi Julie's letters today. I bet there's a lot of us recently retired ladies lurking in your audience. Please release yourselves from that closet.
Just unleash your inner gay.
We love a retired listener. We love a retired lady listener.
Yes, because they usually have the best stories, especially if they only know like one or two gay couples or like one or two gay people. Because you know their like inner gay is like, I need to come out. So please, if you're lurking in the closet and you are newly
lurking closet
retired or are a retired lady, whether you
if you're a lady, just contact us because we love
we love lady.
You know what?
Lady
next
listeners.
Week we're only reading lady listener messages.
Hopefully, we get some.
Actually everyone that we have this week is a lady listener. Yeah.
Anyways,
we're
go
gonna
ahead.
Call you la listeners.
Yeah.
Number five. I cried with you, Roger, when you spoke about your mom's misfortune and losing her house. All I could think of was that she may be losing her house, but she's lucky to have a son like you and such a kind heart.
Oh, thanks. That ooh, she tested my motherfucking nerve that entire week. But I have to say that, you know, we're adjusting pretty well at our new place. Ricky saw it, and it's, I mean, for the exception
why is
of
his whole room as big as my condo? Why am I mad?
Right, because you have to walk like war-torn fucking Bosnia to get to that. But, you know, it's with the exception of a few things that I wish I didn't have, like I didn't have to like go through, it's actually a pretty decent place. And, you know, my mom is struggling a little bit because she doesn't have cable completely yet. And that's kind of like my mom is... You know, she works a lot. She goes and she hangs out with my grandmother. So when she gets home, you know, she just wants to sit down and relax and watch TV.
Novellas.
Exactly. So that's been kind of hard for her. But we're getting her cable this week. So she'll at least in the next couple of days. And she's adjusting. The dogs are still kind of adjusting. I've had two times that Kuba felt out of like he not hurt himself, but he kind of
slid out.
Like he just, how do you say it? Like, you know, you hurt yourself and it hurt, like you hit yourself and it hurts. Like his nails are really long. We have to take him to go get groomed and whatever. So I think it's hurting him. And he already fell out one side of my bed and he like one side of my mom's arms. And he was like, ow, 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 ow. I'm like, oh my God, stop. Like it's, you know, you're okay. You're fine. Of course, it makes me like crazy because it's like, oh my God, he broke his leg or he broke a toe. Like it drives me crazy. So we're trying to be very careful with the dogs because they're having a tough time adjusting. But
you said Sarajevo or Bosnia. You know how I always said where I lived on Greenleaf, it was like downtown Sarajevo?
Yes.
Do you know that downtown Sarajevo is pretty nice?
So basically you were offending everyone over there.
I guess so. I guess the Cranberries version of downtown or Bosnia, you know, whatever.
I need to look at that because... Now you're.
It was actually pretty nice. And I was like, oh, I guess I really can't say that anymore. I'm going to have to say something else now. I don't know what to say. Like,
you could say Mexico City. Not Mexico City. Well, I guess Mexico City.
I'm pretty sure Mexico City is pretty nice.
No, Mexico City is really nice. Some of it is kind of.
And I also didn't know that used to be the most populous city in the world for a long time.
Mexico?
Mexico City.
Mexico City? Oh, yeah.
Next, number 6. If you get the hiccups again, put your fingers in your ears and drink something slowly. You might need a straw. I know it sounds unusual, but it really works. Well, not as unusual as doing a line of coke off a loved one's dick.
This does not look like your street, by the way. Does not fucking look like your street.
Yeah, my street looked worse.
Right.
When I read that reading off a loved one's dick, I was thinking of like a cousin or a uncle or something.
I mean, why do you take it there?
Oh, weird. But then I was like,
This is beautiful. That is
that does not look like, no, I was really rude.
It was literally.
I need to apologize to Sarajevians.
Bosnians. Yeah, I think you really do need to send a letter somewhere to Bosnia. Just send it out.
I'm just going to put an envelope in. I'm going to put a card in an envelope, an apology card.
Right.
I'm just going to put Bosnia, Sarajevo. And then whoever it gets to, it gets right. to.
Sarajevo. You're just going to look up in the street and be like, bloop, right there.
Oh, my God. That would be.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Oh, my God. How cool would it be just to go to like a random like online, do like look up a random address and then just send a random card to that person. They wouldn't even know who you were, but you could just say, I hope you have a great day or something.
That would be so cool. I think that we should do that to the people from Iraq, Syria, and
I can't talk about that stuff.
We'll get into that a little bit later, but I think they, not that people around across the world don't deserve to get that. I just think
all
that
around the world. Okay.
I think that they deserve a little pick me up.
Is it going to get to them?
Maybe.
I mean, you don't, you know.
But that's a really cool idea. Like we could start like back in the day. Like I used to have two pen pals when I was younger, and they were both off of the Janet Jackson website, and one was,
of course, they were.
Of course,
one was Janet Jackson.
One was right. One was my friend Alex, who lives in California, and I still keep in touch with him. And the other one, I can't remember if he was Japanese or if he was like somewhere in Eastern Europe. I can't remember.
Was his name Michael?
No.
Was his last name Jackson? I can tell you where he went.
CPC 99.
He went on the eternal dirt nap.
Yes, he did. Woo! He done said hee-hoo.
He probably needed a CPAP machine.
Bitch was tired. Tired.
All right, we got an email from Fawn Michelle.
Here, I'll read that one.
Oh, right. You have computer abilities now.
Well, I went down at 7%, but so I'll read this one really, really,
the first
really
one. Quickly.
Yes. So, hello, Ricky. This came, by the way, this came through our the website. Which we need to just take down because what's the point?
Then Fawn Michelle wouldn't be able to contact us.
I guess. But anyways, okay. So, hello, Ricky and Roger. I just caught up. Thank you so much for answering my questions about Chicago. A couple of replies I wanted to give. First, in regards to my name, I appreciate that you liked it. All the people in yoga class here think that I made it up. Well, I mean, it is kind of a made up name, right? Fawn Michelle.
Well, yeah. The but Michelle part is very yoga. It's a very artsy yoga name.
It's yeah.
It's like Misty Rivers, or
that's a porn name, or a drag name, or
like you know, Autumn Brooks, you know, that kind of thing.
Or how about Autumn Summer?
Right.
I mean,
Summer Autumns.
Stupid ass. Summer Winters.
Summer Winters. Having a blast.
Okay, let's move on. So this is Roger. I just wanted to know that I watched my grandmother go through losing her condo and am watching my parents lose a house they thought they'd retire in. All happy thoughts are with you. As far as the discussion on saving, everyone can be weird. Both my parents grew up extremely poor. Until this day, I still have an aunt who saves her tea bags for second and third uses and refuses to own a dishwasher because she insists it's a waste when she can do it herself, despite not needing to do any of these things. So first of all, you may want to tell your aunt that reusing, if she's doing black tea, she should never reuse the bag because it's gross. If she's using white tea or oolong tea, maybe even some green tea, she could probably get away with that. But the
black tea gets bitter, right?
It gets bitter the longer you steep it. Mm-hmm. So
bitter.
It like soups bitter. But like
soup spits.
Yeah. So the only two teas that really, the only three teas that can actually be re-steeped are oolong and the fermented tea, pu'er, and white tea.
What'd you call me?
Pu'er. Anyway, so tell your aunt that she needs to not do that if it's black tea. Anyway. Or green tea, because it'll get bitter.
Thank you for your concerns.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Thank you for your concerns. I really appreciate it. And as you heard a little bit earlier, we are adjusting pretty good. And just for a second, like, why does it take me the same amount of fucking time to get home? Actually, a little bit faster, and I'm driving a further distance. How is that fucking possible? And yesterday when I was driving home from Hobby Lobby, I mean, I was like... What?
Hobby Lobby is the Chick-fil-A of the craft world.
Did they not apologize?
No.
Ugh. Hi, my name is Roger Robo, and I am a Hobby Lobby buyer. Anyway, so yesterday when I was driving from said store we will not talk about.
The store of which we do not speak.
Yes. I was like, literally, so I drove from work to there, which is Mount Prospect, which literally took me like maybe 30 minutes, and then got to the store, did my shopping, and then left, and I got home in 30 fucking minutes. If I was living where I used to live, it would have taken me an hour and a half.
What's the point?
I would have been like, deuces, see you on Saturday.
Right.
Because for Christ's fucking sake, don't let a Christian work on a fucking Sunday.
Their choice.
But they got all them Christians working up in them picket lines on Sunday talking about, I want to protest someone's death. Anyway. Okay. Ricky, as far as ranch, I know what you're talking about, but I'm wondering if what they gave you wasn't closer to the white Italian dressing. And lastly, why I wrote back.
It was not white Italian dressing. I think it was similar to Hidden Valley Ranch powder form. With stuff in it, but I don't know what they put in it.
I wonder if they put like several packets of it instead of actually adding anything else to it. Because I highly doubt that those fucking people would add anything else to that fucking ranch.
I mean, add something like it was either water, sour cream, milk, something.
I highly doubt that they would add anything other than what they were told to add. Well, meaning that if it was like just open the fucking packet and put in this.
I don't know, because sometimes you would get it thinner and sometimes it would be thicker.
That's really gross.
It's so good.
No one likes. I like it.
We ranch love it has thin. We love it thick.
No, we do not love it thin. Ranch dressing has to be the right consistency, and it has to be enough where if you like scoop it up with a potato chip, that if you just
that's
tip it
dip.
Up, no. You can use ranch dressing with anything.
Yeah, not the same.
Oh my god, it's not the fucking dip though. Anyway, moving along. And lastly, why I wrote back, I was at one of my jobs yesterday and a mother with a Kate Gosling, two small children walked in. They became super obnoxious.
Can I speak to your manager?
When the mother began trying to correct them by yelling at them, and their names were Briley and Brixton.
I fucking told you it's some white bitch's names.
I told you. I literally had to excuse myself to the back to laugh. It made my day, and you guys are one of the podcasts that makes my week.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Fawn Michelle. We appreciate your feedback.
Email I did again. Superstar stance. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm dying of yes.
Hi, my name is Yas. I'm addicted to Yas.
All right. And then we have another email by Fawn Michelle.
Yes.
From the website. Thank you very much.
I'm let me you show you a picture. Us. Yeah. Wait. I want to show you a picture because today, apparently, I was bringing this realness.
Oh, no.
Hold on. It's
what is it like? I'm cold in the office realness because I fucking hate that. mean, no. That is ridiculous.
You should use this as cover art.
What's the point? You look like a stormtrooper.
Alapa. No. That's all I'm going to say. Anyways, go ahead.
All right, Fawn Michelle. On the last couple of shows, you were mentioning having to stop your sweet dog's Ivy from chewing, or sweet doggy Ivy from chewing on the rug. I noticed you have had two beautiful deaf dogs. Actually, only one of them is deaf. Ivy is the hearing dog. She's the fucking crazy one. And Azelle is the deaf dog who is mild, meek, perfect. I feel silly asking, but I was wondering, how do you communicate them? Are they profoundly deaf so that you can only use hand signals? Did you rescue them or raise them from puppies? And did their hearing impairment make it any more difficult to train them and having them around other dogs or people? Just wondering. Thank you so much. Okay, so
thanks so much, Fawn.
So I correct communicate through with Azelle through either hand signs. We also have a vibration collar that we use when we go outside or if we're at a dog park. A long vibration means that she needs to sit until we get to her. A fast vibration means she needs to find Tony and I right away and come to us. It also has a shock on it, but we've only used that one time when it was like a severe moment and we needed to use it because she got it away from us and we couldn't catch her. And because she's deaf, you know, we can't scream or get her to come to us. So she just wanders off. So we have that. She is completely deaf. So there is no, I mean, we still talk to her like she's a normal dog. We still do high pitched voice. We still do. You know,
everything that if she
still has a voice, she has 15,000 different names.
Yes.
Everything's the same. She just can't hear it.
Yeah. Which makes me really sad to think about it because it's like, oh, she can't hear us. But right. She's so honestly, you guys, like, I love both of the dogs. Like 100 to 25%. Ivy being the 25%. No, I love both dogs. But honestly, like, there's something just so she's such a sweet. You know, Azelle is such a sweet-natured dog. Like, she isn't at all like what most people would think a pit bull is. She's so, like, loving. And she's and the one thing that I really like about her, which is the difference between her and Ivy, is that she likes to be loved for a little bit, and then she just walks away. And Ivy is like, cannot... She will become you.
Right.
You...
I'm gonna be you.
Yes.
One day.
She literally cannot get, I mean, like, if you stop touching her, she will claw your ass to death until you do.
Right.
And I mean, I'm like, it's like, it's scary.
Fucking touch me.
Not scary in the sense of like, oh my God, I'm scared. But like, it's just like, oh my God, enough. Like, I've had enough.
They both are, actually both dogs are rescued from the Chicago Animal Shelter. And Ivy was left in a car, a abandoned car to die in. And then Izelle was
mad.
I know. Izelle was an owner surrender, so we don't know what her experience was prior to us owning her. We just know she was really skinny, so I don't think she was fed very well. And to train Izelle, because she's deaf, we don't train her with as many tricks and stuff, but she knows she knows the basics. She knows sit, she knows lay, she knows come, you know, come here. She knows go away.
She knows bye-bye. How to give her pie.
She knows
paw.
Bye-bye. Actually training her was not that hard. You just have to be able to keep their attention.
Yes.
Because what makes it hard is dogs can hear. So when you say something, they look at you. But her, you have to use visual to get her attention.
Right.
And it's a little harder when they're not interested, because if they're like kid, like a deaf child, if they don't want to like look at follow what the parents are saying, they're just going to turn around.
Yeah.
And she did the same thing. When she became uninterested, she just turned around and she's like, So you kind of have to do it in small batches.
Yes. And you have to be consistent.
Yes.
Because it's not, I mean, it's, they're not going to be able to pick it up unless you are consistent. And so it's like, it's kind of the same thing with training a normal dog. Like, you know, they say that if you're going to train a dog, you want to use the same words at all every time, and you don't want to interchange those words with anything else. So like when you say come here, get here, over here, like they don't know the, you know, come over, they don't know those words, they just hear here. Mm-hmm. Because that's the only word that's consistent.
You should only use one word for commands.
Yes.
And also for all dogs, not just deaf dogs, you should use hand signs anyway, because once the dog gets old, the first thing to go is its hearing.
Yeah.
And it's you can't teach a dog that old hand signs. They're not going to get it.
Right.
It's just going to confuse them. Yeah. So anytime you have a dog, you should always do hand signs with the word that you're saying. Mm-hmm. And Ivy knows the hand signs because we use them with Izelle. So if we don't even have to say anything, but both of them will do the same thing at the same time.
Yeah.
And being around other dogs, Izelle, because we don't know if she was properly introduced to other dogs, she has some leash aggression issues. So she's not really, we don't allow her to approach dogs or dogs to approach her while she's on the leash. And a lot of people have a problem with that. A lot of people think she's like mean and she wants to like kill their dog, but that's not the case. She's just not good on a leash. And we don't want her being near other dogs. So if we fucking tell you, this is not you, Fawn Michelle, but this is a lot of people in my area. They want to introduce the dogs, but when you have to tell them she's deaf, she has leash aggression, please don't bring your dog to me or over, and they fucking do it anyway. I mean, shit's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and I
we
wonder
can't
if it,
really have her around other dogs unless we're at a dog park, and because people are assholes with pit bull mixes, we don't even go there either because we don't want to have to.
But I wonder if, you know, and this is something that is, you know, a little like a side note. I wonder if maybe the reason why she has that sort of leash aggression is because maybe at some point she was being trained to be like a killer dog. Yeah. Like,
or she was a bait dog.
Yeah. And so that's why maybe that just sort of reminds her. But it's really interesting because I don't know how long. Not how long, I'm sorry. I don't know how long they remember stuff, because I don't know if their memory is as long as ours, meaning that I don't know if they can recall things.
Well, they're probably not as, from what I know about leash aggression, it's not something that they remember happened to them. It's associated with something. So they know that they were attacked while being on a leash. Or they know that something bad happened on the leash. So what you're supposed to do is try to do positive reinforcement with the leash, but she's a strong dog and people are scared of when she reacts.
Right.
So it's not like we can practice with other dogs because she doesn't do it to Ivy.
Right. I do have to say though, like anytime I've ever walked her And there have been other dogs. She's been really good. You know, I always try to calm her down. Like, not that she's been, like, excited or anything, but I have her sit next to me, and I just, like, rub her hand, you know, like, her head, and I'm like, good girl. Mm-hmm. And I know she can't hear me, but, you know, just, like...
Well, good girl. We do the Y sign, like, good girl.
Yeah. And she's, I mean, usually she's very, like, she's not a, you know, she's not pulling forward or anything.
She won't sits, if it's not close enough. But as soon as it gets, like, a certain distance and she knows, she's, like... She'll be on it.
She'll be really because yeah. I've never. I mean, I should
don't
say
test it.
No. Not that I would ever because I'm would be terrified because she is very strong. But no, I mean, anytime. Like I remember the neighbor next door, in the building next door by the alley. So the building over there, mm-hmm. he was walking with his dog behind me, but he was like I was giving him enough time to like not get close to me, so I was walking a little faster. But then it just happened to be that we got. Where he got to where I were in proximity to where I was at, it was kind of close. And he was, since I pulled over in front of his building, mm-hmm. where his entrance is to the door, and he was walking with his dog is so pretty. So I just, you know, I pulled her, grabbed her close to the collar. And I mean, I didn't grab her collar, was still on the leash, but I just pulled her collar closer to me. And she sat down and the dog pecked, you know, I mean, the dog was pretty close. I mean, maybe it wasn't that close, but right. it was pretty close. And she just sat there and... You know, I was petting
sometimes
her.
She's good. Sometimes she has days.
Yeah.
But don't let a deaf dog deter you from getting one because they're excellent dogs. They're just like hearing dogs. It just takes a little time. But
and I mean, patience. And lots she's of amazing. Love. I mean, she's such a good dog. Like, I don't ever, I mean, I know this is going to sound funny, but I don't ever have to yell at her, meaning I don't have to ever correct her. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Ivy, she is like an unruly child.
Little miscorrections.
You kind of have to like repeat. It's a repetitive pattern with her. But they're both good dogs. Honestly, like, I know the first time that Ricky told me he had two pit bulls, I was a little nervous just because, like, of course, I've never been around pit bulls. And I, not that I necessarily believe that they were vicious dogs, but, you know, you are a little bit sort of afraid when you first come into a home, I think with any dog, period, and they don't know you, you're always a little afraid because you don't know how they're going to react to you, right? And but the first day, they were so like, I mean, Ivy was crazy. Azal was like, who are you? I want to sniff you. And then she walked away. Mm-hmm. And that was it. And that was fine. And then the next time I came over, you know,
Ivy's the same no matter what.
Every time I come over here, Ivy acts like I'm brand new.
She acts like she's brand new.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Acting like she brand new.
So please, like, and the reason we have Azelle is because she was like hours away from being euthanized. And I was like, I can't let that happen. But that's also why I don't volunteer at the dog park anymore or at the dog shelter. I do administrative work for them instead because I could not.
I'd come over and it would literally be a dog pound.
And like I only did it for a couple weeks and I got so attached to dogs that were euthanized for no reason that it was literally like breaking me down. Like I could not function.
Yeah, no, that's difficult, especially when you think like, because I follow this one guy on Facebook. His name is Sal. He's mm-hmm. from California. And he works with one of the shelters. And oh my God, like he always attaches like a personal story to the dog, mm-hmm. you know, and he humanizes them so much that it's like you just see like it's so heartbreaking. Like it is very, I would equate it to like babies who are abandoned or who are in foster homes and don't ever get adopted or don't ever get put into a foster home or whatever. Like I know I know that their life will eventually continue because obviously they're babies or whatever and
they're humans.
They're human. But it's why isn't it the same for dogs or cats? I mean, I just don't understand. I mean, there's an abundance of cats and I mean, whatever. But they should not be killed. Right. I don't believe in that. But
well, the good thing about the city of Chicago is if
it's got a very strict ordinance when it comes to like cats and dogs, mainly cats because...
Well, owning them. But if they catch a cat, wild cat, and it doesn't have like, any diseases or anything, they clip its little ear. And they let it out. They fix it and right, let it loose.
Right, right. And they put tracking, don't they?
They don't put tracking on it. That's what the little clip is for. It's to let the animal control, let them know that they've been fixed and they just need to not even bother.
Oh, got
it. But with dogs, you really can't do that because dogs need people to take care of them. Or they need more attention. So dogs are really kept at the shelter and euthanized a lot.
Yeah,
cats are too. Don't get me wrong. Kittens that are born there are gone within a week.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's really sad. But I mean, you know, it's unfortunate because
adopt your animals. Don't shop.
Yes, very much so. It's unfortunate that this happens to these poor animals because of irresponsible owners or people that want to make a quick buck and then don't make that quick buck because they can't get rid of those poor animals quickly, or they have them in poor condition, so they all have sort of some sort of health issue. It's awful to them, you know. It's awful. There's no way that they're going to survive. But anyway, off of that subject, do you want to answer the last two and then go?
We have some all right. We'll do the next responses, or because we have some feedback through Facebook. But also right now I want to say thank you to a listener named Mike.
Yes.
For donating to our fees for the year. We greatly appreciate it. And your card is on your way. You may actually have it today.
Oh, well, so appreciate it.
Because I sent it out Monday. But
he
lives in St. Charles.
Yeah, he's
local.
He's very local.
He's totes lokes.
You should reach out to us so we can have lunch or something. He's cute too.
Yeah.
Totes.
If you're ever in the city or if we ever go out to St. Charles, we should totally have lunchies. So thank you very much for your donation. We really appreciate it. And if you guys want to donate, you can send to our PayPal account at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Danke, right. Danke, danke.
Danke Shane or whatever it is.
Danke Shane.
Okay, so Joseph has asked us some questions. We have number 5 and number 6. Number 5, what is the best compliment you received? I would have to say how fat my arm was by my coworker.
Oh, you're gonna ride that shit.
I always get good compliments about the color of my eyes, and I really like that because it means the person's actually looking at me.
Me. Yeah, I guess you have good eyes.
But yeah, and I think a lot of people say that I'm a nice person. That's nice.
Oh, Lord.
And a lot of people just say I'm fucking awesome. So, I mean, I think that's really nice. Is that? I mean, I know that's more than a couple of compliments, but, you know, you can only have so much on one show.
Wow.
What about you, Crafty Kathy?
One of the most common ones that I get is, oh my god, it's so big. My smile.
It's like Julia Roberts big.
Yeah. That's usually the thing that people most often compliment me on is my smile and my teeth.
Your teeth.
Yes. They always are like, oh my god, your teeth are so white. Yes. Like Miss Bacon. Which, by the way, we haven't...
I chatted with her yesterday on iMessage.
Oh, okay. It wasn't on Facebook, though, right? Because she's off of Facebook. Twitter, too. She's off of the book.
She's on Twitter, but she's off the face space.
Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, that's the most common one I get told about is my smile and my teeth.
You mean told.
And then the next one is my eyes.
I can't see them. I'm sorry.
Stupid. You do have pretty eyes, though.
I know.
Stupid.
They look really good against this bright green wall.
Yeah. Actually, they kind of blend in.
Which comes first in the shower, soap or shampoo? I usually do shampoo first. But I have a point to make. Don't put the soap on your butthole. Just lather it up in your hand and put your hand on your own butthole. Because the next person that comes in is probably going to use that soap, and the first thing they put it on is their face. And I don't need your butthole on my face.
Well, I mean, if you ate it the night before, what difference does it make?
Wait, if I ate my own butthole?
What?
Why do I need soap?
Well, first of all, now that is a point I'd like to see. Is you eating your own asshole?
Oh my God, I'd have no bones. I would totally be like...
You'd be like jelly. I'd be like...
I don't even think about that.
The first thing that I do...
I thought you shampoo first.
I do shampoo. I do shampoo first. You know why? Okay, so I shampoo...
Because you need your conditioner to stay in longer.
No, I don't actually put conditioner in my hair because luckily my hair is good enough without it.
Okay.
The reason why I do that first is because I do my hair first, my face, and then my body, and then I brush my teeth. The reason I do that is because I figured like I'm starting at the top, so all the dirt will fall first, like from the top of the... Mm-hmm. This will fall, and then once I wash my body, it's all gonna be rinsed off. So I don't.
You're never clean. But if you think about it, like really, we are never like clean individuals. We're always fucking dirty. No matter how long we take a shower, there's always some kind of disease.
Oh my God, totally. Well, that's the reason why they say we shouldn't take a shower. Like we should take a shower every month. No, they say we should take a shower every other day.
Once a year.
That's fucking disgusting.
In the summertime, why? You can shower. You can bathe in the river 3 times a day. I've taken a mini baths in the river.
That's disgusting.
Oh my God, it's the best feeling. The water's so clean. It like you don't even have to like move. It just rinses off of you.
Do you realize that all you're doing is throwing your nasty into that water?
That's fine. It's a bunch of water.
That's gross.
What about when whales like fucking come in the ocean?
Well, I'm not drinking it, but I'm not drinking that.
But people sure will get up in it and talk about, ooh, this sand is helping my skin. No, bitch, it's semen from a whale. That's what's helping your skin.
No wonder I always have that glow after I have semen on my face. Right.
Oh, the sea salt heals my wounds. Why you got wounds?
On your face.
And you... can't count your period as a wound. I'm sorry.
That's so disgusting.
And if the salt water is helping that, why don't you always use salt water?
Summer's Eve.
Summer salt.
Yeah. Well, Summer's Eve is kind of like vinegar.
Summer salt. You got a summer salt. That's another yoga name. Summer salt.
Summer salt. Yes, I would probably say that I start with my head. I shampoo first, then my face, because I got to keep the mud clean. And then I do the body.
My body. All right, we gotta go. We're almost at an hour, and we have another show to do.
Yes,
and
I think the next show is gonna be 30 minutes. Because
yeah, you're real tie, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I got a long way to drive. So.
All right. This is Ricky,
and this is Crafty Kathy.
Crafty Kathy,
or Kathy Crafty, whatever.
We will talk to you. We're gonna take next week off because we're gonna be out.
Yes. So we'll say Happy Thanksgiving just in case.
Bienvenidos.
Just in case you don't get to listen to the second one for whatever reason, Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Dar gracias el Día de Acción.
Happy, we will give you smallpox and kill your whole population day.
Right. My God. We're going to go ahead and give you food, but after you eat it, we're going to kill you.
We're going to give you smallpox realness.
No, didn't they give him like syphilis and all that shit? Like all of the above.
White people ruin everything.
The poor brown people that lived on this land.
Some of them were red.
Some of them were red. Some of them were yellow. And then some were red were
other issues. And some of them were yellow because they fucking caught jaundice from a white fucking person.
You white people are the real terrorists.
Right. No, too soon. All right, we gotta go. This
kidding?
Is tricky. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @foulmonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.